is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the south of France, to paradise, to Simon Constable, writing for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications, but living in a climate that is enviable. Simon, I propose that our New England climate is matching yours right now. Why? Because we've been in the 50s to 60s in early autumn. It's gorgeous. We had 2 days of rain, something called a nor'easter, and it went away. How are you doing? We'll match up against you. What have you got? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. It's been beautiful today and yesterday. Today, I woke up to 47 Fahrenheit, which was the low, and it went up to 71 Fahrenheit, no breeze, barely any clouds, just absolutely delightful. Not too hot, not too cold, sort of Goldilocks, if you think like that.
The harvests are in, and you're out with the puppy, Lyra, and I understand she has friends visiting. What's happened?
Well, this is very interesting. So we've got Lyra and Juno, and they are medium-sized dogs at the moment, although I think Lyra is going to be quite a big dog in the end. And then a friend with two Jack Russell dogs came to visit and is still here. And the four of them are really getting on very, very well. It's Philby and Gertrude are the name of the dogs, and they're little Jack Russells with a little bit of Chihuahua in them too. And they're absolutely delightful as well. And the four of them seem to be really having a good time.
Philby and Gertrude, why am I not surprised? Isn't Jack Russell, that was the Queen's favorite dog. You have them all over Britain, is that correct?
Yes, we do have them all over Britain. Jack Russells are very nice dogs, and Chihuahuas are climbing up the league table on that, on how much people like them. But yes, they're all absolutely delightful, very happy.
I've heard they have attitude, is that correct? As in, we're better than the other ones.
I think every dog thinks they're better than the other ones. And why shouldn't they? Because all dogs are good dogs.
Simon, Lara, what has she learned this week from the Jack Russells and from Juno responding to the Jack Russells?
Well, she's learned that they are not a threat to anybody. The new two little dogs are not a threat to either me or my wife or anybody else. And I think that that's what Lyra is always there for, it seems, is if someone she doesn't know comes to the house, she starts barking and her hackles are up and she looks bigger and looks like she could kill you in a minute. But she's now realizing, oh, yes, well, not everybody who comes through the door is a bad person.
Let's go to where the villains live. That's commodities. We'll start with the data center commodities. And here's why. Simon and I learned that there is anecdote that since 2015, Britain has built 170 data centers of the new kind. Compare that to the United States that has 5,000, more than 70% of which are of the new kind. In other words, AI, which is dominating the news on Wall Street and is the wave of the moment, is not finding an easy home in Britain. And the puzzle is why. We'll get to that, but we're going to start with commodities that are critical because right now we're told that one of the AI companies in America that's most identified with making it popular is OpenChat GPT, so that's Sam Altman. And they have now contracted over the next 10 years for 26 gigawatts of power, all of their commitments to the different companies they're distributing their product to. And 26 gigawatts is mind-boggling. But if we're going to have 26 gigawatts and the data centers to handle it, we need copper, we need iron, we need aluminum, we need water, and we need lots of electricity. What do you got, Simon? What are those commodities doing?
It's very interesting. Copper, $5 a pound. It's up 15% over the last year, which is a huge move. Aluminum, up 6% over the last year. It's 2,750 per ton, which is a pretty good price, I think, still. I think that's going to go up a lot more. We've got steel that's up 14% over the last year. Iron ore up 1.3%, and that's probably down a tiny bit because China's not doing so well. But that's just a minor issue in the West. And we got lithium that's down 1% over the last year. And we've got electricity, which is also very important for this. And that's down 20% here. But the 20% going down here in France and in Europe is important to look at. Europe has very few data centers compared to America. It's way, way, way behind. And I expect that to reverse and go up in the future if more power plants aren't built.
Simon and I struggle to understand why it is that the United Kingdom, which is the progenitor of science and enlightenment, as far as America is concerned, your mother country, why it is you step back from innovation and new frontiers. It is a puzzle, Simon. For example, the atomic weapon that ended the Second World War and that dominates conversation ever since, that was a British breakthrough, but the Churchill government understood they couldn't afford to build the processing centers in order to get fissile material for the test, Trinity test. So it moved to the United States. Again, Britain was the inventor of the atomic weapon and of fission and fusion, but it didn't take credit for it. Now, there are many instances in between, but here we are again. Britain is participating in the AI breakthroughs. There's a Canadian citizen who's given the credit of being the father of AI, though he now warns against it. What is it that you can identify in Britain that keeps them from exploiting their own genius?
Well, there are a number of things. It's still puzzling to me as a English-born person about how this could possibly happen. But there are a few things that we've got to look at. One is no country in the world seems to have a risk appetite like America does. America is prepared to try something and fail and then try it again and see if they can make it work or walk away. The UK really doesn't have that attitude, that risk appetite to say, okay, it's risky. We don't know what's going to happen, but we'll give it a try and give it a go. The second thing is Britain is nowhere near as rich as America or many other countries. It's not a poor country. I wouldn't be saying that. But compared to America, there isn't much money to sort of sprinkle out there and give it a go with a chance that you might lose every penny you've put in. And then there is a lack of good, basically, marketing, taking the whatever you've got to market. Britain isn't very good at doing that either. And it's also not good at taking new ideas, not things, but new ideas into the market and pushing it out there in the way that America can do that. And it really, remember the 90s, suddenly a laptop was really inexpensive for what you got. And they were pushed out there and the bad ones didn't survive and the good ones did. And it went forward. That really wasn't happening in the UK in quite the same way.
It's a puzzle. All right, we have a few more commodities to check on, and we'll move to British politics. Right now, I want to know about the food commodities, especially coffee. It's becoming dear here in rural Connecticut. And then we'll move to the energy complex. First, has coffee moved?
Yes, coffee's up 60% on the last year. It's now well above $4 a pound at a wholesale level. Think about that being $20 a kilo. It would be quite easy to say how much you'd pay in the US or in Europe at all. And orange juice is down 60%, and it's at $2 a pound. And cocoa is down 25%. So overall, I think if you're drinking orange juice and cocoa, you'll be absolutely fine. If you drink coffee, you may quickly become bankrupt. I think at this rate, it just keeps going up, 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 and up. So those three are very interesting. It's also interesting that coffee and orange juice are moving almost identically in the opposite direction.
The energy complex, Brent crude and electricity.
Brent crude, $62 a barrel. It had a bit of a slump over the last week or two, and it's now down 16% on the year. Uh-huh. And the TTF, which is the electricity price, which is 32 euros per megawatt hour, and that's down 20% on the year. And a lot of that fall is because of this, the situation with the Ukraine pipeline is now seem to have been mastered. And we also have had some fairly nice times of late. It hasn't been too hot. It hasn't been too cold.
Simon Constable in the south of France, we're going to turn to Mother England next, because there's a peculiar case called the spy case right now that has the Prime Minister defending himself in his decision-making in Prime Minister's questions. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.